Hello everybody, welcome back to Yoga on the Go. My name is Sansi, it's a pleasure to be here with you today to practice yoga together again. Today's class is going to be a yin class, so if you're feeling like being a little more calm, a little more grounded, this is the practice for you. We'll start lying on our backs. So get settled in here, lie down onto your back, relax your shoulders back and down onto the earth, feel the back of your head onto the floor, onto the earth. Close into your eyes, feel the weight of your pelvis resting onto the earth. Arrive here on your mat. Let go of your day so far, your week so far. Come into your body. Notice, perhaps for the first time today, how you actually feel. Notice the sensations. Notice your emotions. Observe your mental state. In yin yoga, you're focusing on opening a little more into your connective tissue in your body. And so yin postures gently stretch and rehabilitate the connective tissues that form in our body. The reason that in yin yoga you tend to hold the postures for a little longer is that connective tissue generally changes and responds better when a moderate stress is maintained for 3 to 5 minutes. I just like to remind you all that yin yoga should never be a strain for you. If you find yourself unable to relax today, you're probably being a little too aggressive, and I invite you to back off or come a little further back out of the posture. Please also feel free to come out of the posture and slowly back into the posture if at any point it is too much. You're still going to receive the benefits of the posture if you do that. If you come back out for a moment and then slowly find your way back in. Today's class will focus a little more on the hips and the legs. So you should all be lying down now on your back. We're just going to start to open into our side body. So we'll start by raising the arms up above us behind our heads and resting them onto the floor behind our heads. And gently moving our arms over towards the right hand side of the room. You can take, if you like, your left wrist with your right hand. Try to keep both of your shoulders grounded. And then you're going to come down to your legs and feet and do the same thing, moving them over towards the right-hand side of the room. Keep your hips grounded, your pelvis grounded where it is. So you're going to form the shape of a banana with your feet and your hands reaching over towards the right hand side and your pelvis staying centered and forming the curve of the banana down the left hand side body, the outside of the left leg, left hip, left torso, shoulder, If you would like to go a little further, you can cross the left ankle on top of the right ankle for a little more of an opening down the outside of the left leg. See if you can keep your hips grounded and square and your shoulders grounded and square. And breathe here. Notice the sensations, particularly bring your awareness to the left side body and breathe into the left side body. Stay here, stay in the room, stay present. One more round of breath here. And inhale, come back to center. Extend your legs long directly in front of you and your arms long directly above your head. Center yourself on the mat, so you're forming one long line again. We're going to inhale and exhale, come over to the other side. This time, shuffling your shoulders and your hands and arms over to the left-hand side of the room. Use your left hand to take your right wrist, if that's comfortable for you. Move down to your legs and your feet and walk them, shuffle them over towards the left-hand side of the room. You can cross your right ankle over the left if that's available for you. Pelvis stays grounded just where it was and you're forming your beautiful banana shape just onto the other side now. And now you're opening into your right side body here. You're going to spend a minute here on this side as well. Breathe into the intercostal muscles between your rib cage on the right side. Perhaps observe any difference in sensation with the right side body to the left side body. Take one last breath here and inhale gently, mindfully, return back to center, draw your legs back to center in the mat, hands and arms and shoulders, torso back to the center. Take a little moment here, return your hands down to rest on the floor. Palms facing upward besides your torso. And then we're just going to come into Ananda Balasana, happy baby pose. Bend into your knees. Take the outsides of your feet with your hands. The forearms are coming onto the insides of your calf muscles. Draw the knees down and out towards the floor, outside and next to your torso. And lengthen into the spine, aiming to get the tailbone and the entire length of the lumbar spine on the floor. You can rock from side to side here. Perhaps extend one leg and then the other. Play here in your happy baby. Thank you. Feel the opening into your hips here. Be gentle with yourself today. Release the outsides of your feet. Draw your knees in towards your chest. Wrap your arms around your shins. Give yourself a little hug. Release your arms. Place your hands on the backs of your thighs. Knees are still drawn in towards your chest. And you can start to rock and roll forward and back, up and down your spine. Massaging up and down your spine. Keep rocking and rolling until you can come all the way up to a comfortable seat. Once you're seated, come over your knees and find your tabletop position. As usual, wrists are directly below your shoulders, shoulder width distance apart, spread into your fingers. Ground down into the knuckles joint that join your fingers to your palm. Ground down into the fleshy part of your hand between the thumb and the index finger. Knees are hip width distance apart, directly below the hips. Gently draw your belly button into your spine. We'll do a couple of rounds of cat-cow here. Take an inhale, lift your tailbone towards the ceiling, release your abdomen towards the earth, open your heart, gaze forward, cow. Exhale, coming into cat, tailbone descends towards the earth, you round into your spine and release your head and neck forward and down, cat pose. Inhale, tailbone rises towards the sky. Abdomen releases towards the floor, heart opens, gaze comes forward, cow, exhale, tailbone releases towards the earth, round into your spine, release your head and neck towards the floor, cat. Do two more rounds of cat and cow on your own, in your own time. Making sure that your movement is following your breath. Come back to center into your tabletop position. We're going to come into sleeping swan. So staying on your hands and knees, you're going to move your right knee back slightly, about a foot or so, and then move your left foot and place it in front of the right knee. Keeping your left foot where it is, slide the right knee backwards as far as possible so your pelvis lowers towards the floor. Your left knee is going to be slightly outward behind the left wrist. Your pelvis should be suspended just above the floor with tension in both legs, but the tension is primarily in the outside of the left hip and the left thigh. So your right leg is extended directly behind you. Your left foot is in front of your right thigh. Your left knee is slightly out to the side behind your left wrist. You have the option here to move over the front foot, move forward, and try to lay onto your front leg with your chest. You should feel an opening into the outside of the left hip here. If you do not, or if you want to go a little further, you can start to wiggle or extend your right leg further behind you, or draw the left foot further forward towards the right wrist. or towards the front of your mat. Listen to your body, don't push yourself too far. So in sleeping swan, you're externally rotating the femur of your left leg right now, the front leg, and you're stretching all the muscles and connective tissues on the lateral side, the outside of your left buttock and thigh. You're also gently stretching into the hip flexors of your right leg, the leg that is extended long behind you. With each inhale, breathe in all your nutrients, all the good things. With each exhale, release, let go, release into that left hip. You can bring your forehead all the way onto the floor or place it on top of your hands, stacked on top of one another. Last breath. If you're laying over your left foot, over your front foot onto the floor, inhale, come back onto your hands. Tuck the toes of your right foot under. Lift your hips, press down into your hands, draw your left leg back, and come into a downward facing dog for a moment. So you can stretch out, move in your downward dog, to get a little bit more of the blood circulation back into that left leg that's been folded up underneath you. Then you're going to exhale, lower both knees to the floor, come back to your tabletop position, and we'll come directly on to the other side. This time you're going to move your left knee back a foot or so, move your right foot forward and place it in front of the left knee. Keep your right foot where it is. Slide the left knee backwards as far as possible so that your pelvis lowers towards the floor. Lean forward, take some of the weight into your elbows. Your pelvis is suspended just above the floor. You're starting to feel a little tension in the right hip and thigh. Try not to collapse all the way over and rest your right buttock on the floor. Keep your hips level, not collapsing onto one side or the other. If you wish to go further from your forearms, you can release yourself all the way down towards the floor, extending your arms out along the floor in front of you, forehead resting onto the earth. If it's too much for you there, you can stay on your forearms. This is your choice. You will find that as you get more flexible, you can move the front foot more forward towards the front of your mat and lay on it more with your chest. Perhaps you will notice the difference in sensation. Perhaps one side was more open than the other. Just observe and continue to breathe. Keep breathing here. You have 30 more seconds in your sleeping swan on the right hand side. Last breath here, take a deep inhale, exhale. If you're on resting onto the floor or on your forearms, inhale, come back up onto your hands. Tuck your left toes underneath, push into your hands, lift your hips, extend the right leg behind you, come into your downward facing dog, walk out your downward dog. Do what you need to do to get the circulation coming back into your right leg. Now we're going to come into frog pose here. So you're going to use a wall. Find an empty wall that you can use. Come over to the wall here, and what you're going to do is you're going to lie down on your back with your buttocks close to the wall and extend your legs straight up the wall in front of you. So your back is lying on the floor, your buttocks are up against the wall, your legs are extended up the wall. Now you can bend into your knees, slide both of your feet down the wall. Then place your hands, both hands, on each shin, right hand onto your right shin, left hand onto your left shin, and now open your knees and walk your feet out towards the sides. Your knees are bent and you're walking your feet out to the side so that your feet are about the same width as your knees. So the wider your knees, the stronger the stretch. So adjust your knees, the width of your knees accordingly. You'll also notice that the closer your pelvis and your buttocks are to the wall, the more intense the stretch will be. So you can adjust your distance from the wall. Perhaps you want to come back out and move your buttocks a little further away from the wall, then extend your legs up the wall again. Bend into your knees, place your hands on your shins and open, walk your feet out to the sides so that your feet are in line with the knees. So take time to adjust into your frog on the wall today. You'll find you'll probably immediately notice that the target area here is other muscles in the groin. Keep your neck relaxed, keep your shoulders relaxed. Remember, you should be able to relax into your yin posture. If you're not able to, perhaps adjust the width of your knees or come a little further away from the wall. Breathe into your groin here. Perhaps you can already notice a change or an opening into the muscles of the groin. Perhaps not. That's okay. This is a journey. Last couple of moments here, 10 more seconds. One more round of breath here. Inhale, draw your hands to the outsides of your thighs and use your hands to help you draw your legs back in towards one another. Bend into your knees, draw your knees into your chest. And just relax here. You can gently rock from side to side. For some of us, that is quite an intense stretch. Be kind to yourself. Allow yourself time to recover. And I think today we're going to keep using the wall. So we're going to come into dragonfly now. And it's very similar. So stay next to the wall. Your buttocks can be up against the wall or a little further away, again, if you're feeling a little less open in your hamstrings and groin. Again, extend your legs straight up the wall, that your legs are together. This time you can open your arms into a T shape next to your torso, parallel with the wall. When you're ready, on an exhale, slowly start to spread both legs apart and slide your feet down the wall. Keep your legs lengthened this time. And you'll notice that the wider your legs go, the deeper the stretch will be. So you can adjust yourself. You don't have to go wide at all. Also, just as with frog pose against the wall, you'll notice that the closer your pelvis and buttocks are to the wall, the more intense the stretch will be. So you can adjust your distance away from the wall. If it's really intense for you here today, you don't have to have completely straight legs. You can have a gentle bend in your knees, and you'll find that as your flexibility increases, your legs will begin to lengthen and become straighter. Don't rush here. We're targeting again the areas of the groin and also the hamstrings. We've got a couple of minutes here. Connect with your breath. As I said, don't rush. Today it's the stretch that's important and not the way the stretch looks. Focus on the sensations. Find your edge where you're still feeling an opening, but you haven't gone too far. You're still able to relax. Last few moments here. Take a deep inhale, exhale. Inhale, bring your hands to the outsides of your thighs. Use them to help you draw your legs back up together. Slowly does it. You can bend into your knees. Can be a tough posture to get out of. Might feel like you're stuck. Just take your time here. Once your legs are extended together, back up the wall, you can fold your knees, draw them to your chest, give yourself a hug. Well done. Come away from the wall now and make your way back into the center of the room or back onto your mat. And come to sit seated with your legs extended in front of you. You can have your feet about hip width apart or narrower, and we're going to come into caterpillar posture. When you're ready, so you're seated on your mat, legs extended in front of you, feet hip width distance apart or narrower. Now you can drop your chin towards your chest, so the muscles and ligaments at the base of your skull are being stretched, and lean forward over your legs. See if you can grasp your ankles or feet. Don't worry if you can't. Try to keep your legs straight, but don't work too hard. If you can't keep them completely straight, it's okay. Your thighs should be relaxed. A slight bend of the knees is completely fine as long as you still feel the stretch along the back of the legs and your spinal column. Going to stay here for a couple of minutes. Relax the muscles of your legs and spine and feel the stretch move up through the legs, the hips, and all the way up to the skull. Connect with your breath. Caterpillar is a basic but very important posture. You are stretching the legs and the entire spinal column here. It's really good for relaxing the mind, for drawing the senses inward. And it's a great preparation for meditation. Remember, if it's too much for you, you can back off a little. Last round of breath here. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, draw yourself back up to center. You can give your legs a little wriggle if that feels good for you. We're going to come into an upward facing table. It's just a nice counter posture for caterpillar. So bend into your knees, place your feet flat on the floor. You're still sitting on your buttocks or the sitting bones, the bony parts of your bottom. Place your hands about 20 centimeters behind you on the floor. Your fingertips are facing forward towards your buttocks, towards your feet, towards the front of the mat. When you're ready, you can push into your hands, push into your feet, Lift your hips and come into an upward facing table. Just stay here for a few breaths. Your knees are coming over your ankles, your hips are lifting, your shoulders are above your wrists. Keep your neck long here and you can tuck your chin. Perhaps you feel a gentle opening or stretch down the front of your shoulders. Last breath here, inhale. Exhale, lower your bottom back down onto the floor. Sit on your sitting bones, come off your hands. And you're going to find your way onto your stomach for Sphinx pose. Take your time, move mindfully. The transitions between the postures are important and an opportunity to stay present. Once you're on your stomach, find your elbows and place them on the floor directly below your shoulders. So your elbows are below your shoulders, shoulder width apart. Place your forearms down onto the floor. And your hands, palms facing down, flat on the floor. Now you're in your Sphinx pose. Today I recommend that you have your feet either hip width distance apart or together. See if you can keep your little toes grounding down onto the earth. Keep your shoulders relaxed away from your ears. Imagine you're holding a walnut between your shoulder blades. Your neck is long, your chin is slightly tucked, and you're gazing forward onto the earth. Just in front of and between your hands, push down into the earth with your forearms and hands. Feel almost as though you're drawing the front of your mat back to the back of the room. Gentle back bend here. Continue to breathe. Notice if any thoughts come into your mind and just observe them. Let them float away. Take two more rounds of breath here. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. You can release yourself all the way down onto the floor now. Place your hands underneath your shoulders. Tuck your toes, push into your hands, lift your hips, come through a tabletop position and sink your hips back towards your feet, coming into your child's pose, sinking your torso down onto your thighs, forehead down towards the floor, arms extended in front of you. You'll stay here for 1 minute. Close your eyes. Empty your mind. This is a lovely natural counter to the back bend of the Sphinx. Your head is inclined and the heart can rest here. If you're ever feeling cold or vulnerable after practicing certain yoga postures, child's pose can be really helpful. Inhale and come back up to seated. You're kneeling now. We're going to come into a half saddle, and this posture can be really, really difficult for some people, and it can be too much. And if that is the case, then you will come out of it and just come back into your child's pose. It's just a matter of being patient here. Be cautious, don't be afraid, but really listen to your body. So in this posture, we're going to stretch into the feet, the knees, the thighs, and the arch of the lumbar spine and the leg sacral vertebrae. So what we'll do is we're going to sit with one leg, the left leg, bended back. The left foot is next to an outside of the left hip. And you're going to extend your right leg in front of you, out long. You can either have it out long, or you can bend into the right leg and place the sole of the foot on the floor, as you wish. So just to repeat that, you're sitting up, grounding down into your sitting bones. The left leg is bent at the knee and the left foot is sitting onto the floor next to and outside of the left hip. The right leg is extended in front of you long, or it can be bent and the sole of the foot is on the floor on the mat. For some of you, the opening into the front of the left thigh and knee and the top of the left foot might be enough for you here, and you can just stay here seated upright. If you wish to, you can try to lower yourself backwards and support the weight of your torso on your arms. If this is easy for you, you can come down onto your elbows. And if this is easy for you, you can arch your back and rest your upper spine on the floor. Your hands can rest wherever is comfortable for you. It can be above your head if you're resting on the floor, next to you, or perhaps resting on your belly. See if we can stay here for a minute. But if at any point it becomes too uncomfortable for you, or if you feel a sharp sensation in your knee, come out and extend your leg long in front of you. Notice the sensation in the top of your left thigh, the top of your left foot, outside of your left hip. in your lower spine. On your next inhale, if you're lying all the way down onto the floor, remove and your hands are above your head, draw your hands back next to you. There's no real graceful way to come up out of this posture. So you can either roll to one side and unfold your legs one at a time, or you can come up onto your elbows and gently extend that left leg long in front of you, coming back to a seated position with our legs extended in front of us. All meeting back together there. Again, you can wriggle into your knees. Going to come directly onto the other side. Left leg stays extended this time. Bend into the right knee. Place the right foot outside of the right hip onto the floor, top of the right foot on the floor. Right knee is pointing forward towards the front of the mat. If you prefer not to have your left leg completely extended, you can bend into it and place the sole of the left foot onto the floor. When you're ready, you can either stay here, feeling an opening in the top of the right thigh here, top of the right foot, or you can start to come backwards, come back onto your hands behind you, then perhaps lowering onto your elbows, or perhaps completely lowering your torso all the way onto the floor, allowing your hands and arms to relax, floating outward or above your head, or resting onto your belly. Breathe into the front of your right thigh. Breathe into your lower lumbar and sacral vertebrae. Relax your shoulders wherever you are lying or seated or on your elbows. One more round of breath here. Take an inhale. Exhale. Inhale if you're lying down on the floor. Either roll to one side and unravel or extend your right leg, or you can come back up the way you came in, coming back to your elbows, onto your hands, and extending your right leg in front of you. Extend your left leg in front of you and lie down on your back. Coming into folded pose now, which is a great gentle stretch for the spine. So lying on your back, now you can draw your right knee in towards your chest and clasp both hands in front of the right knee at the top of the right shin. Just hold this posture here for 3 breaths. This is a great gentle stretch and exercise for the spine and hip joints. It's a nice way to unwind any tension in the spine from doing your half saddle. For a gentle stretch of your upper spine, the cervical spine, you can bring your forehead upward toward your knee. Exhale, if your forehead's lifted, release your head back to the floor. Release your right knee with your hands, extend your leg long in front of you. We come onto the other side. Inhale, lie on your back. Draw your left knee into your chest. Clasp both hands in front of the left knee at the top of the left shin. Draw the knee into your chest. 3 breaths here. Option to lift your head and bring your forehead up to your left knee. On your next exhale, release your left knee and now draw both legs together towards your chest, hugging your arms around your shins, hugging your knees into your chest. 3 breaths here. Again, you have the option to draw your forehead up towards your knees, forming a little ball. We're going to come into our final posture here for today, a nice spinal twist. So stay lying on your back and stay with both your knees drawn upwards towards the chest with your feet off the floor. You're going to release your hands and your arms from your knees and just allow them to relax beside you onto the floor. Cross your left leg over the right, just like you would cross your legs when you're sitting in a chair. When you're ready, take an inhale, exhale, draw both knees and both legs over towards the floor on the right-hand side. If you want to, you can draw your right hand over the knees and hold your knees to help hold your knees closer to the floor. If your neck is okay, you can turn your head, reach with your left arm to bring your left shoulder closer to the floor, gazing over your left shoulder. Notice here that the closer your knees are drawn to the chest varies the twist. The further away your knees are from the chest, the twist is varied. So you can experiment here. We've got 1 minute in your twist on this side. Stay here, stay with your breath. Notice how the quality of your breath changes in the twist. On your next inhale, draw your knees back up to center. Unravel your legs and draw both knees back into your chest. We come directly onto the other side. Cross the right leg over the left and allow both legs to drop towards the floor onto the left-hand side. Again, you can lay your left hand over your knees to hold them closer towards the floor. You can turn your head to gaze over the right shoulder, reaching with your right arm to bring your right shoulder closer to the floor. You have 1 minute here. Last round of breath here. Inhale, draw your knees back to center. Last opportunity here. Unravel your legs, give yourself a hug if you need. You're going to come into your final Shavasana. So lie on your back, extend your legs in front of you. Spread your arms and legs out away from your body in a comfortable position. Feel vulnerable, feel unguarded here. Close your eyes and let the physical body sink into the floor here. Try to feel the sensations of blood and fluids moving into or out of the parts of the body that were stretched today. Feel the different points of contact of the body with the floor. Any discomfort that you may feel in the joints that you have been stretching today is a form of energy. See if you can observe it objectively. I invite you to stay here for as long as you can today. Perhaps 5 minutes. Thank you for coming to practice your yin yoga with me today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. It's always a privilege. Namaste.